a revolution in letters. Extreme dissatisfaction with the status quo often leads to rebellion. It should. What are we doing here otherwise? Sitting around, swallowing the indigestible, lying down? When the very thing that was meant to grow us starts to decay, we have got to hit the brakes. Rethink what way we want to go, and then ironically, step on it. At some point in the course of our education, we all break. Take breaks, or both. It's just as sad as it is startling that systems that were designed to facilitate learning, the simple act of gaining knowledge, would ever cause a breakdown or prompt escape or be anything but joyful and fulfilling. Maybe it's the forced schedules and the forced learning and the forced unhealthy competition and the forced irrationality to excel at everything you study and the forced day you pull through at school or college when you'd rather be somewhere else doing anything or nothing else. It adds up to a monotony that can and does drive us mental. We simply have different thresholds for when the seemingly forced becomes monotonous. With water levels going over most people's heads, the pumps will have to surface to suck the dullness out. Mankind has always needed a holiday from structure. That hardy word that spells discipline, order, method, and is very often a madness marauder, a chaos killer. We soon realize, though, that coping with chaos is the only lesson we'll ever have to learn. The letters that X exchanges with a professor not so far away record a watershed in approaches towards education today, together with proposed solutions, crucial advances, even thorough transformations tomorrow. They're the necessary stories of change in exchange. Mankind has always needed a holiday from structure. Holidays are fun. Learning was always meant to be fun. These letters might just bring it back.